Thought for today, be true to yourself. Be true to yourself. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California. Be true to yourself. You say, well, of course I'm true to myself. I'm always true to myself. Are you really? Are you really? Think about what you're doing with your life. Think about what you're saying, what you're thinking, what your attitudes are. We were just talking with a young man who's the father of several children, and his one son is in prison, has been in prison for a long time, and is in prison for life, you know, with no possibility of parole. And the father said, my son wants to have me send him a television. And my personal thought was, now first he wants a television set from you? After having been in prison all this time, he's never asked for a television set before? I don't think I should send him a television set. I sent it to him, but I don't think I should send it to him because all he's going to do is just watch that junk. And I thought to myself, no, you shouldn't have sent it to him. If you don't send it to him with love in your heart, don't send it. Don't send anything to him. I said, you know, I didn't tell him that he created his son just the way he is with the problems that he has, and he didn't stand behind him in his youth, and now he's not standing behind him in his maturity. But that's just whipping a person when they're down, and that's not necessary. I said to him, okay, now you're sending a television set to him. Now, take a subscription to the World Classics, the world's greatest books, and let them send him a copy of the world's greatest books once every month, and let him read these. Oh, he'll never read it. I said, don't belittle your boy. He's got more in him than you'll ever know because he has you in him. He has whoever you are, whatever magnificent being you are, however wonderful you think you are, he's got that in him. So now, believe in him. Well, I'm sending him Reader's Digest. Well, Reader's Digest doesn't quite make it. Reader's Digest teaches us to have a hero outside of ourselves. It's not bad. The Reader's Digest is glorious, lovely reading, but it teaches us to have heroes outside of ourselves, and that other people are heroes, and then it teaches us to judge people. It says the most disgusting types of things that judges have ever done, and various other things that are, it's just human, very human. Now, you want to encourage your son to be divine. So send him Norman Vincent Peale. Oh, he'd never read that. It's good stuff, that's true, but he'd never read it. I just send it to him. Maybe just one little phrase he'll read and put it away in his mind, and it might change his whole life. You don't know. Yeah, you can't afford not to give your very best to your son. You can't afford not to give whoever you are to your son. Give it. Share. Love him. I didn't talk about the prodigal son, but his son is like the prodigal son. He took all his wealth, all his good, and went out and squandered it, and was eating with the hogs and the pigs and stuff, and he realized, hey, my servants that work for my dad get better than I do. I'm going to go home and say, Pa, will you forgive me? Will you accept me as one of your servants? And the father didn't only accept him as a servant, but as my lost son who is now found. No thought of what he did, how he squandered away his inheritance, how he had gone with wine, women, and song, and just been a merry old boy, you know. And the father didn't judge that. The father did not approve of it, because if the father approved of it, he would be doing it. And the older brother, who was at home, not squandering his inheritance, he says, but Dad, why are you giving him all this attention? I've been here all the time. And he says, that's right. And look at the type of person you are. You're a beautiful being. You are a fantastic son. You are a son every father would be proud of. And that's a son every father would be proud of, too, once he gets his balance. And he'll get his balance because he's your brother. He's my son. I believe in him. I believe in you. You see, when we're true to ourselves, all the doors of our life open up. Where would you have been if your father hadn't been the kind of man he is? The kind of training that he gave to you? The kind of forgiveness that he showed to you when you did some real dumb things? And we all did some real dumb things. We could be thought to be very evil and very bad. Just on flash judgment. That's terrible! Well, my God, yes, the child didn't know any better. But now, are you going to say, that's terrible? You're terrible because you did that, because you didn't know any better? You're going to say, no. Now, son or daughter, this is how we handle ourselves in a circumstance like that. If someone asks us, do we want to go and hurt another person? We say, why? Why should we want to hurt another person? We don't say no. We don't even think yes or no. There's no yes or no about hurting another person. We say, why? Why should I ever want to hurt another person? Not it's right, not it's wrong, but why? When we're true to ourselves, we ask the question, why? And then we come up with the answer, well, there's no reason. Well, then why do it? We want to hurt them because they're evil people. Well, are we their judge? Are we the jurors? Are we the court? Are we in charge of them? Or who's in charge of them? Are we our brother's keeper? You see, we have to be very careful of these things. When we're true to ourselves, we can't be false to no man. When we're true to ourselves, we live harmoniously. We live a beautiful life. We live an uplifting and a healthy, harmonious, joyous life. I remember when I was a little boy, I had a business that I kept in my pocket. It was a little notebook, and I kept a list of all the junk that I had, all the good things that I had, you know, and all the treasures that I collected. And each time I get a new treasure, I'd put it in, and then I'd check off the old treasure that I'd traded away for it. And one day my mother looked in the booklet, and she says, what is all that? And I said, well, that's my store. That's my treasure booklet. She says, I've seen some of that stuff. That's not treasure. Well, you know, Mom, some of the stuff that I thought wasn't treasury, too, other people wanted it. They liked it. That was what they wanted. And they had things that I wanted, and so I got it. Yeah, you took back junk for a treasure, and you gave junk for nothing, you know, and I don't understand that. And I said, well, Mom, that's just the business world. That's just the way it is. And I had this little booklet in my pocket, and I kept writing in it and checking off and checking in and checking off, and I kept a whole list. And they're dumb things, stones, marbles, jacks, rubber bands, half-used pads of paper, broken pencils, all sorts of neat things, real neat things. And there was even a turtle or a few other little things like that. And they were still alive, too. And I traded them. But I was true to myself. I said, here he is. What's he worth to you? I don't say, he's worth a lot. What's he worth to you? What are you willing to give me for him? And they'd say, well, how about this and this and this and this and this and this? Yeah, I'll take all those things. No, I meant one or the other. Well, you got to tell me, what do you think he's worth? I think he's worth all those things. He's a good guy. And so I'd end up getting all the things. But I didn't force them. I just let them say it, and they came up with the answer. But you see, when you're true to yourself, you don't have to make anyone feel unhappy. You don't have to force anyone to do anything. You don't have to force the world to come across to your point of view. You just like yourself. And when you like yourself, the doors are opening up so wide for you, so beautifully for you, and so wonderfully for you. Be true to yourself. Now, this man and his son in prison was kind of tough. And I could see the anxiety in his heart. I could see the moistness in his eyes as he was talking about his son. He really cares. But he felt so futile. He felt so helpless in working with his son. And I recognize that too, because I've worked with an awful lot of prisoners, thousands of them. And I've worked with them and all of their different problems, and some had some pretty tough problems. And I said to this man about his son, I said, if you feel so sincerely and deeply about your son, you can be sure he feels sincerely and deeply about you. He probably violated one of your family or house rules when he was a child, and you were so unforgiving of him at that time, so expecting him to be so perfect, that he says, well, if I can't be perfect, I'll be bad. And he didn't want to be bad. But he was bad as a conflict. He was bad just to show you. And now that's over with. Whatever reasons he had for being bad in the past, they don't exist anymore. Now offer him a new direction. Write him a note every week and say, son, I love you. Is there anything I can do to help you? Is there anything I can do to make your life richer, more beautiful, more caring? Because I love you. He said, I don't want to say that to him. I said, oh, yes, you do. He said, oh, yes, you do. He said, but I don't like him. I said, oh, yes, you do. I said, how's your son? You say, the one in prison? I said, what other ones you got? And I say, no, no. How's your son, the one in the monastery? He's in the monastery, and he's ready to open up his prayer book. He's ready to open up that inner self of himself that says, I am good and very good. He's ready to pray and find God in his own heart. Yes, he's in a monastery. Maybe not a very nice monastery. Some monasteries aren't very nice. Some are very nice. But that's where he is. Now, are you going to make his visit there meaningful? Or are you going to say what you've said to him all your life? You're a bad boy. You do bad things. What are you going to say? You know? What are you going to say? What are you going to say about yourself? How are you going to be true to yourself? Are you a bad person? Are you a bad girl or a bad boy? Apparently you are. Because if you were a good person, you'd be sitting there, yep, shoulders back, head up, chest out, I'm a good person. But if you're a bad person, you're slouched down, your head is over your chest, you're not feeling very positive, and so it is. Let your physical expression be an indication of just how good and wonderful you are, because you are, because that's the way I created you. And I love you with all my heart, and all my soul, and all my being. And as your thought for today, be true to yourself. It's worth it. I love you.